USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
All three men in Georgia involved in killing Ahmaud Arbery will face lengthy prison sentences. A Georgia judge sentencing the last of the three, William Bryant, who took video of the incident, to 35 years on hate crime charges. The father and son who killed Arbery were sentenced to life in prison. A new survey shows consumers expect inflation to slow down in the future. Respondents to the New York Fed Reserve survey said they expect inflation to run at 6.2% over the next year. It's a drop from 6.8% in the June survey. The three-year inflation rate was projected to be 3.2%. Multiple reports say the FBI is raiding former President Trump's home in Florida. In a statement, Trump saying his Mar-a-Lago home is currently occupied by a large group of FBI agents. USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
We're not just Kentuckians, they're Americans. They're Americans. This happened in America. American problem. And we're all Americans. Everybody has an obligation to help. We have the capacity to do this.
President Biden's remarks as him and the First Lady are touring the devastation left behind by floodwaters in eastern Kentucky. According to the White House, FEMA has provided more than $3.1 million in relief funds and sent hundreds of rescue personnel. 4-time Grammy Award winner Olivia Newton-John is dead at the age of 73 after losing a battle against breast cancer that lasted decades. She was first diagnosed back in 1992, however, the cancer reappeared in May of 2017. Midterm primaries taking place in Connecticut, Minnesota, Vermont, and Wisconsin on Tuesday, and President Biden set to sign the CHIPS and Science Act into law. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Gabby Petito's family is filing a $50 million lawsuit against the Moab Police Department for wrongful death. Petito's mom, Nicole Schmidt, hopes to raise awareness to experiences. Petito's mom, Nicole Schmidt, hopes to raise awareness to those experiencing domestic abuse.
Just reach out when you can and get the help that you need. You're better than that, and you can get out. Just do it safely. Reach out to someone that you trust.
An independent investigation has concluded that Gabby Petito's encounter with the Moab police in August 2021 could have prevented her murder if it was handled correctly. A new report shows about 1.5 million children in the United States experienced anxiety or depression in the first year of the COVID pandemic. Released by the Annie E. Cassie Foundation, it shows a 26% rise in the conditions in children aged 3 to 17 between 2016 and 2020. It also notes a surge in the number of attempted suicides. The final approval of the Denver Broncos sale is expected Tuesday from NFL owners. Walmart heir Rob Walton is leading a group buying the team for $4.65 billion, which would make it the most expensive sports team sale in history. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.